The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back.
Well, Main Street, fellow patriots and freedom fighters, broadcasting from my home studio in downtown Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, worldwide as National Intel Report, live on Republic Broadcasting Network, Liberty Lighthouse on Mojo 50 Radio, Patriot Nation Radio Network, and anywhere else you find the show. Welcome to 2 hours of common sense and constitutional discussion. I'm your host, Peter Serafine. Tonight, we have retired Colonel Mike Ford, managing editor of American Free News Network, at the bottom of this first hour. And then at the top of the second hour, we've got Scott Thompson from Right to Bear Insurance, when we're going to discuss some of the fun stuff going on in the 2A community recently. But first, I got a little bit of an announcement to make. You know how I'm always asking you to support shows and support me and support the networks and do what you can? Well, if you're one of those unlucky few who, for whatever reason, like to watch this show on YouTube, that's never going to happen again. I have been permanently banned from YouTube. That's funny. What's really funny about that to me is if you go back and you look at all of the strikes that I've gotten from YouTube over the last year or two, three, whatever, all of the censorship strikes that I've gotten from YouTube have all been related to COVID. And I would venture to guess that if you could pull up those original shows way back when that got me those first, the first warning and the first strike and the second strike and all that kind of stuff, you go back and you find that old stuff and you pull it up, I would bet you dollars to donuts that, dollars to donuts are like a buck now. It doesn't even, that's not a reasonable comparison. Anyway, I would bet you that if you go back and you look at all of my YouTube strikes over the last 3 years, that basically whatever it was that I got censored for was probably been proven true by now. So what do I do about it? How do I go? What do I sue them? I can't sue them for, loss of money because I never made any money from YouTube. I didn't have enough followers. But anyway, I'm just complaining. YouTube sucks. And F you, YouTube. If you want to watch the show, if you're one of those people that prefer to watch a video rather than listen to the audio, you can always do that at twitch.tv/pserafine, or you can do it on Rumble or, my Facebook page. My Twitter page, DLive. There's lots of places you can find me. And if you have trouble finding any of those, you can go to liberty-lighthouse.com and, click a chat button. I'll send you links to wherever you want to find it. But yeah, YouTube sucks. I'm permanently banned from YouTube. Yippee! The funny part about that is I was also banned from TikTok. I don't know, a year or so ago. It was funny as I was getting really close to enough followers that I could actually start making a dollar on TikTok, and they banned me. So, that was back when I was doing Liberty Minutes every day, and they were really popular. I was getting tens of thousands of views every day on these little one-minute videos. So I made another account, and I've got enough followers, but now I'm not getting any traction. So now I put up a video, and I get a couple hundred views, and that's just not enough to make any money. But anyway, I seriously considering getting rid of TikTok anyway, just because it's getting to be a pain in the butt and all the controversy over it, of course. But yeah, so apparently I'm either a truth seeker or some kind of crazy nut job because I keep getting banned off of platforms. I mean, they're doing something right or something really, really wrong, one or the other. I've got a few things I've written down. One of them is near and dear to my heart, and that is this argument that's going on right now about the debt ceiling increase going on in Congress, and, you know, both sides, Biden and his side, they say, well, you know, the Constitution says that the debt of the government, you know, the public debt, cannot be questioned. So you got to raise. No, that's not what that means. That means the existing debt that we have right now, the, let me look, debt, national debt clock, $31.695 trillion can't be questioned. We owe that money. The public owes that money. We can't question that. That's what the Constitution says. Constitution doesn't say anything about, oh, well, you could spend more. See, that's the argument that needs to be had. So the GOP comes up with this idea, and they say, okay, we will raise the debt ceiling of $1.5 trillion, which will last, what, maybe a year? It's ridiculous how much money they spend. We'll raise the debt ceiling $1.5 trillion. But in order to do that, there's a few conditions that the GOP wants, McCarthy wants. He wants to cut government spending, federal government spending, back to the 2022, so last year, spending limits. No more increases to spending. He wants to claw back any of the COVID money that has been given out that hasn't been spent yet. Well, that makes perfect sense to me. Joe Biden himself said that the pandemic is over, right? So if the pandemic is over, why do you need pandemic money? You shouldn't. So give it back. I'm not saying you got to give it all back. Just give back what you haven't already spent. That seems perfectly reasonable. GOP McCarthy proposal also says limit government spending growth to 1% a year. Well, I think that's 1% too much, but okay, it's a start. We got to start somewhere, right? And then the number four requirement that I like is work requirements for those on public assistance. So you can't just be a leech to the system if you're able-bodied. And that's also perfectly fine with that. Seems reasonable. All four of those things seem absolutely reasonable. The four things that Kevin McCarthy and the Republican caucus, or whatever you want to call it, is asking for, all seem perfectly reasonable. On the other side, the White House, well, A, they haven't even spoken with McCarthy about the thing in months, according to McCarthy, of course. And B, they want a no-strings-attached debt ceiling increase. No strings attached debt ceiling increase. Have you not noticed, like I just said a moment ago, $31.695 trillion debt? I think some strings need to be attached. What do you think? This is a live call-in show. So the phone line's open, 512-248-8252 or 800-313-9443. I think all of those things are perfectly reasonable. I don't think they go far enough, but I think they're a start. And the Biden administration won't consider any of them, let alone all of them, as a package deal. On a completely much more fun side note, notes from the chat room. This is on Twitch. Note from Leprechaun: congratulations on being banned. That's funny. We've got Sarah says that she got rid of her TikTok. That's probably a good thing. I'm probably going to do the same thing soon. Now I got to say, happy 420. If you're one of those people that partakes of the cannabis, if you're a smoker of the marijuana, I'm not. But hey, you do you, boo. Today's your national holiday. I don't know where 420 came from, why that's the day. I've heard stories. I heard Bob Marley's birthday was one. I heard, what was the other one? I heard it was the police code for somebody with marijuana. I've heard a couple of stories. Don't really care. I don't smoke. Marijuana doesn't mean anything to me. But again, in true libertarian slash conservative fashion, I don't care if you do. Doesn't bother me, just like everything else. You want to be transgendered, whatever. You do you. I don't care. I only care when you start shoving this stuff in my face. That's it. So, anyway, happy 420 for those out there who partake. And I'm going to guess, I'm going to assume that our listener numbers are probably a little down tonight over normal weeks because of the big 420 holiday. I'm going to hazard a guess that there might be a person or two out there that would normally be listening to the show right now that is sitting on a couch completely baked someplace. But, hey, that's what I think. What do I know? It's when a group of Californians... Again, Leprechaun over in Twitch says, it's when a group of Californians would meet up for their smoke in the afternoon. So 420 was the time that they would have a group smoke, I guess. So that's the federal debt ceiling budget debate that I have. I think that, well, it all needs to go. I personally, you know, I'm a constitutionalist. I think of the 440 federal departments and agencies, about 401 of them are unconstitutional and should go away and our money shouldn't be there. But I'm going to talk about one other thing about the money that gets to me just a little bit. But before I do that, I'll tell you about the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's the wellness company, TWC.health. TWC.health. Use the code Lighthouse while you're there. Greatly appreciate it. The wellness company's kind of got two sides. Side number one is great American-made supplements. And side number two is access to doctors and pharmacists that aren't woke, that haven't fallen into the great medical industry machine. People that actually stood up and stand up for your medical freedom. So that's TWC.health. Use the code Lighthouse when you're there. I greatly appreciate it. You can get yourself, you know, virtual visits with doctors and pharmacists. Or you could just come by here next week and we can talk to Dr. Jen Vandewater together from TWC.health, code Lighthouse. Okay, so another part of the whole federal money issue that constantly bothers me is the, you know, torn between the whole libertarian, you do what you want to do thing. And what, you know, therefore that makes me think, why should I care what California is doing, for example? Why should I care if California wants to do these crazy reparation payments? Or why do I care if California wants to, I don't know, make every drug in the world legal or whatever it is that California wants to do? Why should I care? Because I live in Pennsylvania. Well, I'm going to explain why everybody should care about everything that goes on in our country, in any state, because it affects us all in one way or another. And for my friend Leprechaun, the phone number, the call-in line, 512-248-8252. I care what happens in California because, on average, state, county, and local budgets are 30% funded by federal dollars. So this big, bad federal government that we have is taking money from you and I, taxpaying citizens, and even if you're one of those ones who has found a loophole and doesn't actually pay, you know, income tax, you're still paying taxes. You're paying taxes on, you know, everything that you buy. There's corporate tax built into it. You're all paying taxes. I don't care whether you pay income tax or not. Well, I do care, but that's another story for another time. We're all taxpayers. So the federal government collects all this money from all of us, from all 50 states, and then they divvy it back out amongst the states. So California, with their crazy reparations idea, is getting a big part of their budget, again, average is about 30%, from our tax money across the entire country. So yeah, we should care. See, part of the beauty of the Republican system that was built in this country was that each state could be individual and they could do what they want and they wouldn't affect other states. But that just isn't true anymore. That hasn't been true since the entire flow of money through our government was reversed. You see, prior to income tax, prior to the 13th Amendment or the 16th Amendment in 1913, prior to that, the federal government would send a bill to each state based on the population of the state saying, this is how much money we need this year, this month, whatever. They would send this apportioned bill. But because the 16th Amendment created the ability for the federal government to reach right down to you and I, the citizen, and grab the money without going through the states, well, now they have all the money and therefore all the power. And if they have all the money and all the power, well, then they divvy it back out to the states. Oftentimes, almost always times, with strings attached. The famous example that I often use is Ronald Reagan and wanting to raise the drinking age to 21 in the entire country. So he withheld some of the federal highway money from the states that had a drinking age of 18 and said, well, we're going to keep part of this money unless you raise your age to 21. And surprise, surprise, they all did. So how much of this woke nonsense is happening on the states or happening within the states because of maybe the strings that are attached to the federal money that they're getting? I don't know the answer to that question, but I would venture to guess it's probably a lot. So yeah, that's why we should all care of what when other states do crazy things, because we are all helping to fund it. And we can't afford to fund it. With a national debt of $31,695,466,250,60,70,80,90,000, we can't afford to be funding everybody's political agenda. But that's exactly what's happening. Our debt per citizen in this country is $94,706. But because only half of the working age adults in this country actually work, only half, the debt per taxpayer is $247,766. You, as a wage-earning taxpayer, your portion is $247,000. My portion is $247,000. When does this go away? It's an unpayable debt at this rate. With the interest rate climbing as fast as it is, the interest is constantly going up. It's the fastest growing line item on the federal budget is interest on the debt. And it keeps going, keeps going, keeps going. Interest paid as of right now is over $3 trillion on the federal debt. So what do we do about it? Like I said at the very beginning, the GOP has got some ideas, some starting point ideas. They're not going to fix the problem, but it's a start. We should have to start somewhere. Maybe Patrick in Texas might have an idea. Patrick, what can we do about all of this?
Well, speaking of Ronald Reagan, he commissioned the Grace Commission.
I can't hear Patrick.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, there you go.
Ronald Reagan had the Grace Commission, and that was a study to find out where all the income tax is going to. And he found out not one penny of the income tax stays in country. That's the finding. So let's put that on the table right there. And then there's such a thing as called the CAPR, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. And it's two sets of books. And you're going to see the budget. You're going to see that, and that's only just what they want to show you. But the real comprehensive one, you don't see that. That's what they really got off books. And that's usually invested in the stock market. And it's like two-thirds of the stock market is actually belongs to the federal government. And then they have these mutual funds that they created whenever they come up with the 401 savings plan. That it was a scheme to get everybody to invest in the stock market. Now you're into a fund, and that fund, they can basically do whatever they want with it, invest it any way they see fit. And they might mishandle it or whatever. But there's also a thing about, you know, whenever you a deficit like a debt like that, you know, $31 trillion, that they make that out, conjure that out of nowhere, for one thing. And there should be a balancing in the books, where that's our credit that you're using there to do that. You should balance that out and zero it out. And they're not doing that either. Of course, the Fed is buying some of their own Federal Reserve notes, you know, because nobody else wants it anymore.
Right, which is, that's like the definition of a Ponzi scam. Like you're issuing this debt and then buying it back yourself. It's craziness. It's all smoke and mirrors. The whole modern monetary theory, you know, debt doesn't mean anything, and we can print as much money as we want, which is clearly
on the full face and credit. Face.
Right.
You know, do you believe this stuff? Is this Federal Reserve note real? Well, if this note is real, then it is real. It's legal tender.
I got no faith in that system at all anymore. Hey, Patrick, I got to let you go because I've only got like 2 minutes left and I got somebody else on the lines behind you.
Okay.
Well, now I've got two people on the line behind you. Leprechaun, the Kentucky Leprechaun on line three. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello, my good friend. Janet Yellen was on the news just the other day, maybe last week, stating that they want the debt to go to $50 trillion. So they still have another 20 to spend, so that should take them like 3 days. My personal opinion, I think they're trying to do it to bring in the digital coin. They're going to jack the dollar so far out of existence. I'm like, break time.
No, winner, winner, winner. You're right. That's exactly what I think is going on here. They're trying to destroy the dollar, blow up our debt to make it all crazy so that they can usher in the savior of the digital dollar, the digital currency, the crypto craze or whatever.
Which is not good for us Americans.
Absolutely not. That is not good on many, many levels.
Think about it. It's 420 day. Hallelujah. If you're a smoker, like you say, smoke them. Me, I've been imbibing for, I don't know, 40 years. How is this going to work with my digital dollars? I'm going to go down and hit my connect up and go, yo, man, it's time for me to re-up. Here's your digitals. No, Uncle Sam has no business knowing what the Sam Hill I do with any of my dollars come high water or low water.
Hear, hear. I completely agree with you, sir. Hey. Got to let you go, Lep. Thank you very much for the call. Greatly appreciate it, as always. Good friend of mine from over at the Mojo 50 Radio Network. It is break time. Francis in North Carolina, please hold on after the break. Come back on the other side. We're going to have Colonel Michael Gordon from the American Free News Network.
We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it one shot at a time.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We can all expect to pay more at the pump again. I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Yesterday, the average price for a gallon of gas was $3.50. Also yesterday, OPEC Plus announced that beginning next month, they will be cutting oil production by 1.15 million barrels a day. The announcement, let alone the production cut, are certain to cause gas prices to rise even higher. Remember, gas prices go up, so does the cost of everything else. Between inflation and gas prices, cost of living is getting out of control. For the sake of background, don't forget that on the day President Biden took office, the national average gas price was $2.39 a gallon. For more news and commentary, visit liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter.
Lots of things you find in the morning papers and magazines. One of those things, common sense. It's just not anywhere anymore. Hey, welcome back. I'm Peter Serafin, host of the evening here on Thursday 420. And I want to remind you that free speech is not free. Please support this free speech network. Buy their merchandise, use their promo codes, share their content wherever you can. So with that, take a second right now. If you are watching or listening on, you know, some web platform, share a link, send it to your friend and say, hey, check out this show. Because I appreciate that and I need your support too. So we're supposed to have Colonel Mike Ford, but I don't see him here yet. So we'll just continue on with my own notes. We had Francis. Francis! Was it line 5, if I remember right? Yeah, Francis in North Carolina, line 5. Welcome to the show, Francis.
Hey, young man.
Thanks for sticking with the break.
Not a problem. Hey, it's Thursday, I think. You'll be here one more day and have a fun weekend. As far as the raising the debt ceiling and having the national debt a certain dollar amount, that's one way of bringing in a digital currency, which people would be stuck with if they wish or sought such a situation. Of course, the people have never been asked if they wish for that to occur. 2, the national debt does not belong to the people. The people did not create it.
The argument is we elected the people who did.
you think. The parties that are responsible for it and can wipe it out in a split second is the Federal Reserve. They're the ones that created it. They can abolish it in this split second by one flip switch or one push button, and that's it. It would be gone, annihilated, and so forth. And now I feel like I'm having deja vu in the commentary. But anyway, I just find it so ironic that, oh, we need to increase the national debt. Excuse me, how is it that salary for everyday person, spending-wise for the household, has not been increased? And I don't mean like a teaspoon of vinegar and that's it, and here's a little bit of honey to wash it down with. I don't think so. So who's kidding who about all this?
Let's look at this from a, you know, just common sense perspective, because that's what we like to do here. Common sense, right? So in 1960, the debt-to-income ratio, so the national debt versus the GDP, the gross domestic product, was 52.99%. So that's like 15 years after World War II. We had a pretty big debt at the time. Debt was 52.99% of GDP. In 1980, after the, you know, great stagflation, it was 34.5%.
Mm-hmm.
In 2000, it was 58%. What do you think it is now, Francis? What do you think the debt-to-income ratio of the United States of America national debt is today?
5,000?
120%.
I'm kidding. Thankfully, it's not. Of course, I wish it would have passed it.
That is absolutely unsustainable. No country in the history of mankind has been able to survive that big of a crushing debt with that big of a debt-to-income ratio.
Well, that's true, too. But then again, it's not like officials in the government, or what are you going to call it, a government, could care less about the everyday people, as long as they keep the people sedated and under thumb, or should I say under boot. So, they're going to do what they wish to do, regardless. The problem is, people actually fighting back and saying, okay, enough of this. Right now, we're dealing with very bad inflation, as is, to the point that we have, they're talking about that we're having, about to have a recession. Excuse me, we've been in a recession for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody that has any common sense can see that. Your prices of food items are shooting up, and it's just totally absurd. We're bordering into a depression.
I agree.
Bordering into it. So whenever I hear the last report from the Federal Reserve that we're about to go into a recession, excuse me, that's a polite way of saying that we're going into a depression.
Right.
And yet their speechwriter has not gotten the terminology right, or they're paid to label it that way.
Exactly. So they can't be honest with us. They can't tell us that crime is out of control. They can't tell us that, oh, you're already in a recession, and if we keep mucking around with interest rates, we're probably going to push you into a, you know, full-blown depression. We can't say these things out loud, because then you might not reelect us.
Well, for one thing, they're paid not to say that, because they know full well if the everyday person actually came to their senses, they would have if the people actually knew or acknowledged what's really being done to them in the backside, if you think that the people that protested back on January 6th was something, that whole building would be annihilated if the everyday person really comprehended what's going on as far as the so-called national debt is concerned. It would be annihilated. And I don't care how much military might they bring to the District of Criminals to protect the White House. It would be a rumble. And for one thing, there wouldn't be any explosives used in the process either if the everyday person actually realized what's going on. So with that, sadly, I can only say I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple with my pumpkin pie instead of Corona.
Why is that?
Why is that? Because Corona's been desecrated by a drag queen. I mean, this dude has made their money, which they apparently could not do in Vegas as a female impersonator. So they had to make their money by jiggling to some corporate heads or whatever to pay them, who knows, a speakable amount of money to advertise for them. And so that, for me, has desecrated Corona beer. So it's really gotten pathetic. I mean, when you have to use a dude with a penis to advertise as a woman, excuse me, whatever happened to having gals in bikinis for advertising your beer? I mean, that was a given back before the year 2000.
Well, the trans agenda is one of the trans agenda nonsense is one of the things on my notes tonight. So if we have time, I might get into that a little bit.
Well, it shouldn't be going on at all, in a nutshell. I mean, it's been thrust down the throat and everything. And quite frankly, I'm like, well, if you want to go and change your sex or whatever, fine, go and be happy. Leave me alone. I don't want to see you. I don't want to hear from you unless you have something creative and viable that's advantageous to life. Meanwhile, shove it.
Right. Absolutely. So go have some pumpkin pie then. Thanks for your call, Francis. Greatly appreciated, as always. Moving on to the next caller, Sarah in Oregon, line three. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Sarah Oregon. If you want to go free speech, you better support the free speechers. Download their apps, and also share their shows out. Tell friends. And leave the kids alone, drag queens. Bye.
Bye. Sarah's right. You know, marketing is expensive. I've never spent any money advertising my shows because, I do this as a hobby. At least it started as a hobby. Now it's a calling. But I still don't want to spend money to advertise. So I need you to help. You share out a link here and there, and that is much better than advertising anyway. So Francis had brought up the whole transgender thing, and Sarah brought it up too with the leave the kids alone. I think that's worth talking about. That's part of the whole what happens in other states affects me because I'm helping to pay for it thing. Now, Leprechaun says, boobs and beer go together like mom and apple pie, baseball and shelled peanuts. And that's absolutely right. As far as the advertising of beer has been, well, since the beginning of beer. But what happened with, Dylan Mulvaney with Bud Light has gotten a lot of press lately, a lot of talk. And, I think it's fair to say that was a backfire ad. But here's what I think happened. We went along, this whole trans agenda thing is being pushed and destroying women and women's sports. And again, where are the feminists? Why aren't the feminists standing up and saying, no, dude, get out of the swimming pool or whatever the case may be? But they kept pushing. They pushed in schools and they got away with it. And then they started pushing in women's sports and they got away with it. And Bud Light... Well, that was really the first time that I can think of that somebody tried to push this transgender stuff into a primarily male marketplace. And what happened? The men just weren't having it. Bud Light lost $5 billion in stock share in a matter of, a couple of days. And sales are down and all this other kind of stuff. So the men just weren't having it. They pushed back. That's good. My question is, why the trans agenda in the first place? Why is it being pushed? Could it be part of the population control plan? I mean, we all have all of these elites that are constantly telling us that, you know, we're growing too fast. There's too many people. We got to limit population. You had the Georgia Guidestones that said, was it 500 million or whatever it was? Is this a portion of the global population control plan, agenda, whatever? You know, why? Maybe that, it's a little conspiratorial for me. Like, I don't usually go chasing after conspiracies. But if you look at the love of right up until birth abortions, or even had the one lady said you should be able to abort your kid even up till the age of 18 because you don't know if you're raising an asshole or not. Which is, that's called murder, lady. Anyway, the push for, you know, free and easy access, anybody can have an abortions. And then you add that to the trans agenda, the LGBTQIAA 2 plus whatever community. None of those people procreate. So the more people under the rainbow umbrella, the more people that aren't procreating. And then, so we got abortion, LGBTQ, the trans stuff, and then, of course, COVID. Hey, let's lock everybody down for a disease with a 99% survival rate. And then let's take this vaccine. Got to do the air quote thing when you say the word vaccine. You take this jab that's never really been fully tested, and we're going to roll it out to billions of people all at once. You add all of those things together. And even for somebody who tries to avoid conspiracy theories, starting to look an awful lot like a population control agenda. Then add in the, well, you can't have beef. Well, no, meat is bad. Meat, which, you know, anybody who eats meat is far healthier than any vegetarian I've ever met. It's all there. 49 vaccines for children before the age of 6, 69 recommended by 18. That's craziness to me. Add it all up, and it sure sounds an awful lot like population control, even to me. But with that, let me tell you about one of my favorite sponsors, Right to Bear Insurance. If you own a firearm, whether you carry it with you or not, if you own a firearm, you should have legal protection in case you ever have to use that firearm. And Right to Bear is by far the most affordable legal protection carry insurance out there. It's $11 a month for Right to Bear. And Right to Bear is also, well, they cover both your criminal legal defenses and your civil legal defenses. They'll replace your gun if it gets confiscated. And they give you like psychological help afterwards. Because if you think you have to pull the trigger and, well, you killed somebody, you don't think that's going to mess with your head. You got something. You need somebody to help you with that after the fact. Right to Bear is the only one that does it. So go to protectwithbear.com, protectwithbear.com. Use the code Lighthouse and I'll save you 10% off. That's like a, basically like a free month. And it's only $11 a month to begin with. I'm a member of Right to Bear. I was a member of Right to Bear before they became a sponsor. And I highly recommend it. Let's see, going over here to the chat room, we got, see, Leprechaun again, fact had political correctness not been updated, this lunacy would be going on today. That's right. All of this lunacy that we see going on today is because of, well, we were given political correctness back in the 70s or 80s or whatever that was. And I remember Charlton Heston coming out and saying that political correctness is tyranny. It's just tyranny with manners. And that's exactly right. They're controlling what you say and by proxy what you think based on by controlling what you can say. So yeah, that's what it is. And then less babies equals people to do the work. Saw an article, the sperm counts are down globally. That's right. That's another good point. Like, our diets are also crap, and everybody knows it. The products like soy that lower the testosterone in men, the sperm count is dropping in men all over the world based on the crap that we put in our bodies. So that goes right back to the population control agenda. And if you go to, you know, these big global departments and agencies, the WEC, the WEF, and the, I don't know, LMNFOP, whatever, you go to all these world global forums, they all say that there are too many people on Earth. They all say that we need population control. But none of them ever, I mean, was it the last prince, of England, the Queen's husband who died, Philip, who said that when he died, he wanted to come back as a particularly virulent, deadly virus. He wanted to come back and destroy half the planet as a virus because he believed in population control that much. But oh no, take this jab. I promise it's safe. Brought to you by the same people that said there's too many people on Earth. You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist to see that one. It's crazy. And then all gets into just basic hypocrisy of our political leaders. I don't like to call them leaders. The political class, the elected officials. The basic hypocrisy of all of them. And I do mean all of them. They all have their things. You got, you know, AOC, who shows up at the Met Gala, which is $30,000 a ticket, wearing a crazy expensive gown that says tax the rich. How do you not see that? Is she really that blind? Can she be? Of course she can. And one of them, say Bernie Sanders. I used to have a lot of respect for Bernie Sanders. Didn't agree with anything he said, but I had respect because he appeared to honestly believe the nonsense that he was saying. And I respect that from anybody, whether you agree with somebody or not. You have to respect when they have their convictions and they stick to them and they seem to honestly believe. But of course, that all changed when Bernie got a $1 million book deal. See, as a socialist, he shouldn't want a $1 million book deal. He should, you know, write his book for the betterment of mankind, right? Or the fact that Bernie has 3 houses, I think. So he gets this $1 million book dealer, and when during an interview, when he gets called out on it, and they're like, well, you're a socialist. Why are you doing a $1 million book deal? And he says, well, you can go out and get a $1 million book deal too. Even the socialists like capitalism when it works for them. The, you know, John Kerry's jet. The hypocrisy of these people is insane. John Kerry, his family finally decided to give up the private jet after getting flack over and over and over and over again every time he flew around. He's supposed to be the world climate czar, and yet he's flying a private jet, which uses far more carbon or whatever, far more fuel to fly him and his small crew around in that jet rather than just hopping onto a commercial jet that's going to fly anyway because they're on a schedule. See, that fuel is going to be spent regardless of whether Kerry's on it. So, hey, Kerry, get on the commercial jet, and you're not adding to the carbon footprint at all. But that was the hypocrisy. In fact, you take that even further. You just look at the hypocrisy of all of the socialist-leaning people in Washington, D.C. They're all rich. But if they were truly socialist and they truly believed the nonsense that they were spreading, well, they would give that money away. They would find charities. They would create hospitals, create food banks. They wouldn't need all of that money. So anytime any of these people start saying something like that, you know, socialist nonsense, mumbo jumbo, look at their own bank accounts. See, Biden says this, I just saw a news article the other day, you know, one of his, my dad says story, you know, he's show me a budget and I'll show you what they really care about. Look at what they're spending money on. Look at what your elected officials are voting for, what bills they're sponsoring, what are they spending money on. That will show you what they really care about. You can't go by what they say, any of them. None of the people that have been in politics for more than one term anywhere, in any event, any office, don't trust them. Because they all are learning to play the game. And the game is paid for by lobbyists and unions and big companies and all this other kind of stuff. It's how to get things done in D.C. And the hypocrisy of it isn't just in their personal lives. The hypocrisy of it is also in the policies that they push. Joe Biden wants to, you know, go after whatever big industry that's out there, you know, big companies this, and oh, they got to pay and this and that. Joe Biden, how much money did we give Big Pharma over the last 3 years? How many billions of dollars did we, the people, our public funds, the tax money you took from us, how much of our tax money went to Big Pharma over the last 3 years? Oh, but the oil companies, well, their profit margins went up, and the oil companies are evil, so we got to punish the oil companies, and they need to pay more in taxes, and they should have to lower their prices. But it's only the oil companies seem to be the problem. But Big Pharma, oh no, nobody talks about that. And when they do talk about it, they're like, oh, well, we need to bring the price of drugs down. You want to bring the price of drugs down? Get the freaking government out of it. Get rid of all the ridiculous regulations. Stop funding the research and let the pharma companies do it themselves. Let's see here. I trust politicians more than bankers. What about you? I don't know. I have to question that one. I never really had a problem. I mean, if you're talking of my local banker, yeah, I don't really have an opinion one way or another. If you're talking bankers at like the federal level, like the Federal Reserve, oh yeah, they all need to be brought up on, I don't know, charges of some kind. They are actively destroying our nation. Leprechaun, on a scale of 1 to 10, I trust them about a negative 200. That seems about right. I love your charged and loaded language. Very cool. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate that. Is that kissing Onzo? Thank you very much. Anyway, it is a phone show. I keep forgetting to retell the number. Phone line is open, but we're almost to break. So you got like 3 minutes if you want to call in. 512-248-8252. or toll-free 800-313-9443. We were supposed to have Colonel Michael Ford from American Free News Network this last half hour, but for some reason he didn't show up. And I didn't look, you know, check my email if he canceled and I didn't realize it or whatever. But hopefully things go as planned. Then we will have Scott Thompson from Right to Bear Insurance coming up in just a few minutes at the top of the hour. It's 7 o'clock Eastern time if you're listening live. And, you know, anytime, whenever you want it to be, if you're listening in the podcast form. But there is a couple of gun-related things that I'm really quite anxious to discuss with Scott from Right to Bear. So I'm excited about that. I like when there are news headlines that pertain directly to the guests that I have planned and scheduled. It works out well. Not always play. It is this time. Hey, it's break time now. Be back in 3 minutes with any luck with Scott Thompson as your guest.
To lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. We must take America back. We need prayer in the schools and more things made in USA. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.